Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com Sports MLB Insider John Heyman. Insider calls brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans. John, appreciate it. How are you?
Hi, John.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, we're not feeling real great about the Brewers right now. The Brewers have let two All-Stars walk in the last week or so with Grandal and Moustakas now yesterday, Grandal a couple weeks ago. But still, when you see the Brewers do this and non-tender a few guys and, you know, not even wanting Thames back next year and all the holes, what does it look like to you that David Stearns' plan is for this team?
Well, hopefully he's storing up money to make some big moves later in the winter. It is early in the winter, so I would still say wait and see what he does. Obviously, it doesn't look good right now. I'm not going to list off all the guys that are now gone who are major contributors in many cases, but right now they need a first baseman, a third baseman, a catcher, and certainly starting pitching, and that's just for starters. And, you know, they got a lot of work to do, but they seem to have saved a lot of money to this point. You know, Mark Adonazio has been someone willing to spend in the past. The franchise is a success. They're coming off of playoff appearances in consecutive years. They should not, and as you said, yeah, they have Yelich locked up. So it's not a time to retrench, I don't think.
John Heyman joining us, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Are you hearing reports or GMs talking to you about the Brewers and if they are shedding payroll? They spent about $130 million last year. Obviously, some payroll's been shed, but do they want to, do you know, come in with a lower payroll? A lot of people hear the phrase, well, the Brewers have spent more money than ever. I don't think it means they can't spend more. I think the Brewers could spend more money if they wanted to, but there's a lot of smoke here, John, that the Brewers don't want to spend that money.
Yeah, I would say, I would agree there's a lot of smoke. There's no question about it. To have lost, it's basically double digits of contributing players last year and a couple stars who you referenced in Grandal and Moustakas. Right now, they look a lot cheaper and a lot worse on paper. But as I said, it's early. They have been willing to spend in the past. So I'm willing to wait and see exactly what they do with this new money. But they have clearly saved a ton to this point. I mean, even Thames at first, that was a savings. Obviously, Grandal and Moustakas, I've heard they tried to keep both players, didn't come in at that level. At this point, their payroll obviously looks a lot lower. And it's a success, as I said. While the TV money isn't like what it is in many markets, the fans have been fantastic in supporting the team with not just tickets, but also apparel and things like that. They should have the money. Two straight playoff appearances, one deep into the playoffs 2 years ago. There's really no reason for them to retreat. And, they do have Yelich. They have some good things going for them. But right now, they are a shell of the team that made the playoffs.
A lot of people around here, fans, media, otherwise, are taking the wait-and-see approach. And there is a hesitation to critique the Brewers in any way. I mean, not like criticize with pitchforks outside of Miller Park, but even to critique him in any way. Do you think if David Stearns and Mark Adonazio are running things the way they're running this in a bigger city, in a New York, in a Boston, and in L.A., do you think that they're maybe held more accountable for the kind of stuff that they are doing here with trying to get these waiver wire players and the bullpenning and stuff?
Well, I certainly they would be held more accountable, but that would be deserved because obviously we hear a lot of criticism in New York about the Mets, and their revenues are way ahead of Milwaukee. So they get criticism, and I would say in many cases, rightfully so. Milwaukee, much smaller market, and to this point, as we sit here, they've done pretty well in terms of spending for players. You know, obviously they locked up Braun. They made the acquisition of Yelich. I mean, that was more of a in regards to their acumen more than their spending, but it cost some money. You know, they've been able to put together a very competitive team with revenues that are certainly well into the bottom half of Major League Baseball. So I can understand why the criticism isn't as strong in Milwaukee, and it really shouldn't be at this point. But, you know, I would say the fans certainly would be getting antsy to see two infielders go, catcher go, starting pitchers go, and really not no replacements at this point. But as I said, we're early in the offseason. There have been a few good signings, but plenty of good players left. Catcher may not be that easy. The best ones were Grandal and Darno, and they are both gone, obviously. So not a lot of options there. But, you know, I got to say they figured out in the past when I thought, you know, they should have been spending on rotation help, and they figured out a way to be competitive, certainly, the last few years.
John, why would they float Josh Hader out there as trade bait? Why would they want to get rid of him?
Well, I think they're willing to trade anybody or listen on anybody. It doesn't seem to me like that's the guy that you trade. I mean, I guess Knebel will be back. Hader, obviously fantastic reliever. Not paid a ton at this point. You know, I guess they'll see what they can get, but it seems unlikely that they would trade him. I'm sure there will be talks, but that doesn't look like cost-cutting because he's not making a ton at this point. But I guess they are trying to rejigger things and see if they can fill a bunch of other holes maybe with a trade for him. I mean, the value has got to be sky-high right now. With Drew Pomerantz, another player that the Brewers lost, it was fantastic for them last year, as you guys know, and Will Smith, both quickly off the market. I know there are not a lot of players that signed, but the two best lefty relievers have signed to this point already, and the market is very thin. So, I don't blame them for being curious. Personally, I don't think it's a great idea to trade Josh Hader. I mean, he's one of the best relievers in the game. In fact, we had votes for the MLB All-Pro team, All-MLB team, and he was one of my two relievers. He is very, very good, obviously.
Talking with John Heyman, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. The Brewers have acquired some guys. They made the trade with the Padres to bring in the lefty Eric Lauer, the infielder Luis Urias, who could play significant time at shortstop, maybe even third, suggested by David Stearns last night. When you look at this trade, the Brewers giving up Trent Grisham and Zach Davies for it, is there a clear winner there to you? I was a little surprised they gave up Grisham so early, but this Urias looks like he's going to be a pretty good player.
Yeah, I think it was a fair baseball trade. Very interesting. They obviously seem to believe Urias can play shortstop. He has not been great in limited time there at the major league level. I think he has 9 errors in 41 games at shortstop, but maybe third base is a possibility. Doesn't really profile there because I don't think he has that kind of power. He's a good hitter, though. So, I think they got two good players back for two good players. So it's an interesting baseball trade, and probably the least of the worries at this point. It's the defections that I'd be concerned about more than anything else. I do like Lauer as well for the rotation, and so I think they did fine. I just wonder if Urias is really a shortstop, and maybe they think they did sign up Arcia, so maybe they think Urias can play third.
I'm worried the only team the Brewers are better than in the division could be the Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, it seems like the Reds with the third
moves. At the moment, that's true. Yeah. At the moment, yeah. I would agree with you. Yeah. I'm not even sure they're better than the Pirates at the moment. You know, point, they have holes. Unless Urias is the third baseman. As I said, third base, first catcher, and rotation. So I'm expecting them to do some big things. We shall see. They have spent reasonably in the past, considering the revenues, and I don't know why that should change now, especially in this window with Yelich.
You know, it's funny you say that, because that Attanasio has spent money, because the feeling is out there that he doesn't spend the kind of money, or maybe can't do it because, again, the old small market tag that the Brewers have.
Compare them to some other small market teams. They certainly spent more than Pittsburgh. They're spending more now than some other teams that are really not spending. Oakland and, obviously Detroit is now not spending. They went through a period of big spending. I think their revenues are near the bottom. So I don't think that we should expect that the payroll should be near the top. I think it's been reasonable considering the market they're in.
John, we talked to Brewers fans, and they're obviously well short of where they were last year with the payroll, with a lot of people going elsewhere. You say, well, are you guys worried? And they say, in Stearns we trust. So there is, besides time and just general optimism, is there anything that the Brewers that we know that they're in on, maybe a player position that they're looking at, or is it just no? I mean, we don't know how the offseason is going to shake out. David Stearns, that trade that we just talked about, these trades come out of nowhere. Do we have any leads in anything that the Brewers are up to?
Nothing firm. I mean, I've heard that they're in on one or more of the big pitchers, but that seems to go against their MO, so I'm skeptical of that rumor. I consider that rumor at this point. I have not written it, but you hear things that they may be in on a big free agent pitcher, but again, that's not how they've done in the past. They've done it with the pen, and they seem to have some different ideas this year. At this point, I wouldn't give up hope. You still have Hader, you still have Yelich, you still have most of the team, majority of the team that went to the playoffs the last couple of years. There still are some good things. Hader is obviously a very good offensive player. But I would agree, at this moment, with the holes that they have, they look like second to last in that division. Long way to go, though.
We'll see. John, we'll be in touch throughout the offseason. Should be a very interesting one. We appreciate your time, as always, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, John.
All right, good talking to you guys.
Radio.com Sports MLB Insider John Heyman joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.